Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Hello? Fooled you, didn't we? Hey, listen, no one is here right now, so would you please leave a message and your call will be returned a bit later on today, and thanks.
You may start your message now.
Oh, wait. Before you leave your message, I know I'm not supposed to be talking on this part. This is the part where you leave your message, and I really shouldn't be here. I'm in your phone. But just want to let you know, leave something interesting or you will be killed, okay? Okay, go ahead and leave your message now.
Message complete.
Go ahead. No, serious. Go ahead. Leave your message now. Go ahead. You may start your message now.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and start your message.
Thanks for calling.
Message complete.
Well, I wonder if you own any Cat Stevens records, albums, tapes, pictures, posters? Well, I don't know what you're going to do with yours, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do with mine. They're going to be burnt this Saturday afternoon. And...
Okay, then what are you talking about?
CIA. Is that the stupidest thing you ever heard or what?
You sound like the stupidest thing I've heard in a long time.
Good.
Anything else, Julie? All right, let's try another line here.
You may start your message now.
I was at this concert, man. It was Deep Purple in Japan, Tokyo, Japan, August 17th, 1972. I was there. I went with the band everywhere that year. It was fucking far out, man. It was fucking cool. Smoking! That was actually me that night, because the keyboardist was sick of Deep Purple, and they said, "Hey, man, you want to do it, Mr. 115? I said, "Fucking ace." And so that's me right there, man. Fucking cool. I forgot I had this record, man. It's me on it, man. That's me on guitar, too. Fucking A, man, because, like, I had this guitar around me, you know, at the same time I was standing up playing the keyboard. And so, you know, if I'm not playing the keyboard, same time I'm playing the guitar. But there's also other guitars there, too, but it's, you know... I was the main guitarist and the main keyboardist. I was pretty bitching, but that was just that night, you know, so. Wasn't in the papers, you know. It's groovy. So, what's your name?
What was that?
Good
was a cool one on before. This is what we made the call before. Can't remember now. But anyway, you got the one and only Bluebird, and I talk on the CB radio. If you don't know what that is, you're stupid. But citizen man communication, you know, one of those things truckers have. But I'm younger, and I don't drive a truck. What do they call this number? It's in my phone book, that's why. I think I'm catching a cold, but I'll try to move through it. Gotta work tomorrow. Only two more days left of the week. I can suffer. Anyway, I'm gonna go somewhere. Don't know where yet. Just at least get out of the house. Yeah, I worked my 8 hours. I worked a 40-hour work week. I worked the 80. The 160-month work. I deserve something. My name's Beth.
End of message.
Andy, this is Alan. If this is Andy's number. See ya.
Hi. It turns out that I did tape your movie. It is weird. I don't know why anybody would want it on tape. It is definitely different. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Ensign, put us back on course. Warp 3.
Yes, sir. Warp 3.
Engineering, plot a course for my penis. Engage.
Hey, all you telephone freaks. I got some good news for you. The lost drawing of the sledgehammer has been found. It's on its way to a liquor store near you soon. Can you believe it? The lost drawing of the sledgehammer. God, what a drawing. And it's lived. It hasn't been destroyed. I knew I could find it. I knew I could. Bye now.
You can't change the next 5 minutes, and you can't change the last 5 minutes. And you really can't change anything what you're doing now, you know, except how you're looking at now, meaning any events that have happened 5 minutes ago or any events that are supposed to happen within the next 5 minutes, you don't have any control over, you know. So all you can really do is just kind of, you know, go through life and never take anything too serious because you realize you can't change it. Bitching, whining, moaning, thinking, and analyzing it doesn't do a goddamn bit of good because nothing needs changed. If you can't change it, then that means nothing needs changed. That means it's all just a fucking illusion, man. Everything is, like, perfect, you know. It's like, well, all you gotta do is do this little experiment. Do a little experiment. Say, like, for just fuck it. I would say do it for a couple of days, but fuck it. If you can get through a day, then you'd be grooving. Every time you catch yourself getting the blues, I mean, if you're human, you get the blues, you get depressed, you get hung up, you get angry, you get nervous, you get laughter, you get everything all in a day, usually. At least all in a day, at least in your mind, you know, at least you think. You'll think about some subject, you'll think about something, some chick, some pussy, some job, some money, some drugs, some place, some guitar, something. You'll think about something and realize you don't have it and get bummed out for a second or two or whatever. But just try this experiment for one day, and that is just accept every fucking thing that comes around. Any situation that gets... No, don't hold back. Nobody's saying, you know, you don't hold it back, but try looking at everything as being perfect. Pretend like you're on a fucking roller coaster, Joe. Like you're on a roller coaster going through cartoon land. And you know it's cartoon land. And you're going through it. And all these things are happening. But there's all these people around you that don't know they're in cartoon land. And all these things that are happening, these bad things, these nasty things, these undesirable things. So all these things are happening. You know, bad attitudes, bad vibes from people, put downs, firings, jobs, money, fights between man and wife, lover, whatever. All these bad things that are happening around while you're going on in this roller coaster, man. All this shit happening around, you know it's cartoons, but all the rest of the people don't. And so you watch them take it all fucking serious. You watch them all. I mean, anytime you get angry or upset, man, it's because you have forgotten that everything is perfect and that nothing needs changed except the way you're looking at it, you know, because the thing you have to recognize and accept is that you can't change anything but how you look at it. That's the only thing you can ever change in your life is how you look and accept events that come into your life, you know? Doesn't mean you stop feeling anything. You'll always feel, you know, these things around you. Even though you recognize that you're in the cartoon land, that life is an illusion, even though you recognize the full meaning and the comprehension of it, things are still gonna fuck with you, man. You know, things are still gonna, shit's still gonna, you know, hit you. I mean, it's just because you recognize the illusion that it's all cartoon land doesn't mean that you don't get affected, you know? You're here to get affected, motherfucker. You're here to get tested, so to speak, but not really. But that's a longer story, but I could tell you sometime. But you're here. You got to accept it. And as long as you accept that this illusion is the reality that I have to live in, then you can choose how you want to, meaning you could be happy anywhere. If you looked at life that way, You just accepted that you can't change a fucking thing, no matter how much you think, try, plan, or anything. If you recognize right where you're at, where you are in your room or wherever you're listening to, and you think about how it took from where you came from, every last fucking inch, moment, thought, matter, whatever, every last motherfucking moment to get to where you are right now. Where you came from determines where you get to. And so dig it. It took from where you came from to get to where you are now, and it'll take how you look at now to get to where you're going. You know? It's just all about, man, just let go of it.
They're riding the world's tallest roller coaster. It's called the Magnum, and at 201 feet high, it's been terrifying people at Cedar Point Park in Ohio since 1989. Terror is what they're here for. One of the steepest, fastest rides ever, reaching 73 miles per hour. It cost $8 million to build the Magnum, but it was worth every penny. Gate attendance jumped 18% after it opened. When it comes to stomach-wrenching, scream-inducing thrills, we just can't seem to get enough. Amusement park rides are big business. In Williamsburg, Virginia, Busch Gardens attracts over 2 million visitors a year at more than $25 a ticket. It's geared around families with the usual complement of wet rides and swinging rides and spinning rides. But the most popular attractions here are the coasters, all designed by the same man who created the Magnum. The $4 billion a year theme park industry is driven by novelty, satisfying the insatiable appetite for brand new thrills.
One by one, Ted Bundy told the cops about all the other girls he'd kidnapped, tortured, and murdered.
It happens anywhere and to anyone.
And then I felt this awful feeling, the violence of the way he grabbed me in this chokehold and jerked me. And I actually kicked him down the stairs.
They told us that there was chances that he could have brain damage. And we had to take that into consideration if we let him live. And we couldn't let him live being brain damaged and burnt too. So we let him.
Together, something terrible happened. It would...
Scary. Scary feeling.
What is it?
I'm no longer a warrior. I'm no longer strong. I feel...
What? What do you feel?
I feel fear.
To admit that you're afraid gives you strength.
Something is waiting for us. I am not strong enough to fight it.
No, Worf. It's just an illusion. It's not real.
Sure. Unsure. Sure. Unsure. Sure. Unsure. When dryness really counts, be sure to be dry. Sure Solid has the most effective wetness-fighting ingredient you can buy. For dryness, no one can beat. So you're either sure or unsure. Sure, unsure. Be sure to be dry.
6 months ago, I'm at the dentist, not feeling overly anxious, but I heard...
I'm totally in favor of the death penalty, and you know what? Not because it's a deterrent. Maybe it isn't a deterrent, although after Ted Bundy fries, it'll pretty well deter him, won't it? But let's say it's not a deterrent. What about good old-fashioned vengeance? What about just plain cleansing the earth of the scum that would have the audacity to take a human life? Leave your opinions here, why don't you? And we'll do just like we did with Martin Luther King. We'll feature him beginning Wednesday night at 9 p.m., another four-part recording from the Bay Area representative. Leave your opinions here about the death penalty, would you? And we'll talk to you later.
You may start your message now.
There is an answer to the doctor's question. All the Dachaus must remain standing. The Dachaus, the Belsens, the Buchenwald, the Auschwitz. All of them. They must remain standing because they are a monument to a moment in time when some men decided to turn the earth into a graveyard. Into it, they shoveled all of their reason, their logic, their knowledge, but worst of all, their conscience. And the moment we forget this, the moment we cease to be haunted by its remembrance, then we become the grave diggers. Something to dwell on and to remember, not only in the twilight zone, but wherever men walk, God's earth.
You may start your message now.
Hello, Jesus. I mean, Sledge. How you doing? I said, oh, how good that no one knows that. That's very strange that you've said that you've seen both To Kill a Sunrise and Hellraiser 2. I know that they both were playing at the Century 23 because my boy... I used to work there. I used to work there for almost 2 years. And that's very strange. That's just kind of weird. But, because my boyfriend works there. I used to work there. I used to work there for almost 2 years. That's very strange that you've said that you've seen both To Kill a Sunrise and Hellraiser 2. I know that they both were playing at the Century 23. I used to work there for almost 2 years. I mean, I don't know if you saw it there. And that's kind of strange. I mean, you could have seen it in Mountain View or Milpitas or wherever. But, that boyfriend works there. Bye-bye. Boyfriend knows that they both were playing at the Century 23. Because my...
End of message.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good day to you. It is February 10th, 1989, and February 11th, which is going to be tomorrow, will be my 25th birthday. And I figured the best way to celebrate it is to go out and buy a nice big gun and blow my fucking head off. No, I wouldn't stick my gun in. I wouldn't stick the gun in my mouth, man. Fuck that. I think people that stick guns in their mouths have some kind of phallic fixation, man. Fuck that. Want a piece of cold, hard steel in my mouth. Let's just stick it up to our temple. Let's be fucking normal. Let's be a red-blooded American here, okay? And stick it up to the temple, pull the trigger, and blow our fucking brains out. But let's go out in a blaze of glory. Let's go out like James Cagney did in White Heat. But he had to kill a lot of people in order to do that. No, we won't take anybody else with us. Fuck that. We're not going to be selfish. But it would be nice to go, like, to a Chevron plant or to an Exxon plant and just shoot at the big tanks, you know, and go up in a nice big blaze of glory.
Hayden Barr! Top of the world!
You might wonder, well, Mr. Weinstein, you're going to be 25 years old, and you had an incredible 1988 year, and blah, blah, blah. Why would you want to blow your brains out? Well, see, Mr. Weinstein has always contemplated suicide since day one. You know, probably even before I popped out of my mother's womb, I probably thought about killing myself. Who knows? It has nothing to do with good events or bad events. Like I said, the thought has always been with me off and on throughout my entire existence, ever since I was a child. I remember when I was a kid, about 8 or 9, I tried to smother myself with a pillow. Can you get that? Tried to smother myself with a pillow, yeah. We're all humans, we're all different, we're all strange, and then we're all tied together into some strange similarity, you know. But anyhow, I figure if you do have peace of mind, then you can certainly kill yourself without any reservations, huh?
And once you get used to this, it is terrific. Thank you.
5 a.m.
Well, that was entertaining now, wasn't it? I liked the part about teenage girls. Fortunately, this phone call was made from a local, in the immediate area, location. For your convenience, all names have been left out to protect the innocent. We have enjoyed doing business with you, and please fornicate again. Thank you.
How are you? Hope you're not sick anymore. Boy, that was a real bummer being all that sick. Hope you're feeling a lot better by today. And, how come Mr. 115 is calling into my mailbox telling me that you're dead, you know? If you see him, you can tell him that I don't want to hear from him anymore. I changed my mind. I guess I never did like him. I don't have to like him, and I could care less about him. I don't need to listen to any more of his comments about the way I live my life or what I have to say about everything, you know? Anyway, so much for him.
So it's 3-5, huh, dude? What a fucking drag. I hate it. I hate it when it's 3-5, man. I hate it! At $5, I could buy 2 packs of cigarettes with, man. Fuck! Fuck! But hey, you know, have to check it out, man. I don't like that fucking green bud shit. I don't care how killer the motherfucking shit smells. The shit just doesn't fucking do me, man, most of the time. Or if it does, by the time I'm through with the eighth, I mean, I'm so fucking burnt out, you know? Or if I'm not so fucking burnt out, it takes a lot more each time to get high, you know, of that really strong green bud. I'm talking about the, you know, the shit they call kick fucking ass. Because it's got a kick fucking ass smell, kick fucking ass look, and kick fucking ass high for the first couple of times. And then, you know, but by the time you're halfway through your eighth, man, it's now taking a whole joint to get high instead of just a half a joint, you know. And then next time it's taking a whole joint and maybe a couple of bong hits, you know. It grows. But let me know what the fuck, dude. I would imagine that this Saturday, which has to be tomorrow, this Saturday, I have to imagine that you work day shift 11 to 7, but I could be wrong once again. So you can let me know. As usual, the earlier that I can fucking score it from you, the easier it is on me, man. A lot easier on me. And I don't know if you're making money off of this deal or not. You know, I don't know. I would imagine. I think you're. Aren't you into the fish tank business too now? Or are you just a split off part from the roommate? I'm just wondering. But nonetheless, what I'm saying is fucking A. The earlier the better. That's more convenient for me. But I don't know.
End of message.
Well, dig it. I'd like to have more feedback to me. What do you think the writer is trying to say, or the characters, or whatnot? You know, that's what I'd like to know from now on when I do read it. If you can remember as far back as 24 hours ago, and can remember that poem, then perhaps you can tell me what, you know, how you interpreted it and whatnot. Even though it's read now, and whatnot. Any of those five of you, just wonder whatnot. One of my sponsors that are recovered drug addicts or alcoholics or whatnot. Maybe love and whatnot. All good responses to my alcoholics and whatnot. All the same amount of love and affection and whatnot that maybe I would give to you know, and whatnot. And all the shows and whatnot, the Revelation and whatnot, the author got, you know, authors and whatnot, the Jim Morrison read, you know, Infusion and whatnot. And I think by now you've wanted and whatnot, Revelations and whatnot, so highly focused and whatnot. And then
suicide and whatnot are not like people like me that's feeling and whatnot, you know, they think it's like psychiatrist's office and whatnot.
Any of those five people.
I think it's my psychiatrist's office and whatnot, or the drug addict or alcoholic.
I'd like to have more feedback to me. What do you think the writer is trying to say, or the characters, or whatnot? You know, that's what I'd like to know from now on when I do read it. If you can remember as far back as 24 hours ago, and can remember that moment, perhaps you can tell me what, you know, how you interpreted it and whatnot. Even though it's read now, and whatnot. Any of those five, you just know whatnot. One of the boxes that are recovered drug addicts or alcoholics or whatnot. Say we love and whatnot. All good responses to my outgoings and whatnot. All the same amount of love and affection and whatnot that maybe I would give to, you know, and whatnot. I'd like to have more feedback to me. What do you think the writer is trying to say, or the characters, or whatnot? You know, that's what I'd like to know from now on when you read it. If you can't remember as far back as 24 hours ago, and you can remember that how you interpreted it, even though it's written down, whatnot, any of those lines,
today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 22 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled Roller Coaster. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by the National Cynical Network. Thanks to Angel D. Monique and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.